Let us start with the memre of Rabbi Elazar, four lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Kanin, Umaklois, Lustere, Meduche, Kulom, Kaidem, Hatoras, Kalem, Nishno. These are four Mishnayis, and Rabbi Elazar says the halachis, which are stated in these four Mishnayis, they were only stated because the halachas were learned before they were matter tiltul kalim, tiltul muktzadiki kalim, or after all these etayim. Kaidam ataras kalim nishn. Kanin, visnan loisidar akanin veloinati loson doiches hashabbos. The Mishnah says that the sidar of the kanim that supported the lechem upon him, and the netil of the kanim was not doiche Shabbos. So let us again see Rashi. Kanim umakolis mishnayis henke de meforish vozo. Koidem atoris kelim minyin ha achrein shehutru kulon letzeirich gufon labaye. The last minyan that was matter, even a kli shemalach de leisa letzerch kufan labaye olorov af letzerch mekaymai. So kaponim, these mishnayos were learned before the last minyan. Loi sidar akanim shoyu naisnim b'mareches lechem aponim ben chalo lechalo lahafridon likonei seruach b'neim shelo yisapshu v'loi netilosa min amerocha yishon doiche es ha-shabes. Ela nichnas be'erev Shabbos v'noita lakanim. Ulemochol misalei kamarocha yeshone. He takes off the old lechem upon him. Umisader achadoshe b'loy kanim. L'meitzoi Shabbos nichnas v'noisein hakanim b'neim. Zu nishnis. This halacha was learned koidem heter minyan harishin. This Mishnah was learned before we had the first Heter. The Hamelachton Leheter. These Kanim, these are Akeli, that's Melachton Leheter. Vikosa Lohu Letzairich Gufan, and we're using the Kanim. Va'afal Piken it is also. So this Mishnah was learned before the first Heter, and before the first Heter, we had Bavke Shloisha Kalim Nitlim B'Shabbos. So since this did not fall into the category of the Shloisha Kalim, so therefore it was also to be metaltal. That is the Mishnah of Kan. Makalois this not. Makalois dakin chalokim hoyu sham. They were in the Beis Hamikdash thin, small, thin, smooth poles. Umeinichoi al kseifoi val kesef chaveiroi. And when they wanted to skin the korban Pesach, and they didn't have where to skin it on, so they used to take these poles, and two people used to skin the korban. They used to put the poles on his shoulder, val kesef chaveiroi, the toilet. And then they hung up the korban Pesach, umafshit. Is Rabbi Elazar Oimer, if Erev Pesach was Chal B'Shabbos, so they did not use these poles. And Rashi learns that the Tanakhama is speaking about B'chayil. B'chayil, they used the poles to skin the Korban Pesach. B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach was Chal B'Shabbos, meiniach yodoi al kesef chaveiroi, v'yad chaveiroi al kseifoi, the Taylor Mavshit. Let us see Rashi. Makolin dakin v'chalokim hoyu ba'azore. So Rashi learns be'pesach shechaliyesh yudalit b'chil. So the Tanakhama is speaking about when Erev Pesach was chal b'chil. And was chal b'shabbos, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, yodai al kesav chaveirei, deloi metaltali makolis. They weren't metaltal, the makleis. So it's zicher tzeirech gufa. Ba'af al pi came, they weren't metaltal. So this was said before the heter of Kalim. What is the third Mishnah? Glustere. Isnan nagor sheyesh beroishoy glustere. A nagor is also a type of a pole, a beam. Sheyesh, this nagor was used, this is a briach, this was used to shut a door. So this, it wasn't a plain piece of wood. Sheyesh beroishoy glustere. What is roishoy glustere? Let us see what Rashi says. Disnan Rabbi Yeshua Omar nagor sheyesh beroishoy glustere sheroisha ov. That the roish of this nagor becomes thicker, the roi ladach by shum, the noilem by delas. So it has a teiras keili, because it's roi ladach by shum. It's not only miyuchid l'shimush karke, to bolt a door, it is also, it has a teiras keili. Is nagor sheyesh beroishoy glustere, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, now, if he wants to take off this nago and bolt a different door, so Rabbi Yeshua holds he can't do it behedye. Shaimta min pesach ze, v'toile b'chaveiroi b'shabes. Shaimta min pesach ze, v'toile b'chaveiroi, let us see Rashi. V'av al gav v'tzorich ligufoi. He needs this nago litloisai bechaveiroi lenoyalo boy. So lechayre the shimush what he's using with this nago is a shimush of tzayrech gufoi. Shaimtoi al yedei greire. He's not permitted to do it biyodayim. He shaimtoi al yedei greire. He drags it. Avol tiltul gomor loy, but tiltul gomor is osa. The Chazanishin Taris explains, that we don't find a heter greire by mukta. This is a psanu heter. So the Chazanish says this heter applied with the first iser of the first iser of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah was only matter three kalim, so that was the seder. The seder was anything else, your goyra. This is not the normal. Now, after it became the halachis became more explicit, then we have different dinim. But then this heter of greira applied in the times of Nehemiah. So memele, so you were goyra it. Avol tiltul gamul loy. But tiltul gomor is also. The Teferis Yisrael and Mishnayis wonders how could you be toile bechaveiroi also begreire. To shaimtoi to ikid begreire, but toile bechaveiroi, you can't figure this out. Aber al koponim, that's a problem. Ba'af al pi shemelachtoi leheter. So this was also a kli shemelachtoi leheter. Le shori le letzorich gufoi. Now, Rashi is very interesting. Rashi calls this a kli shemalachtoi leheter. So even though the teiras keli is because it could roi lodach by shum, in else that lechayre should be a kli shemalachtoi leheter. It is a marsho here. The marsho says, kori lei melachtoi leheter, Sherei osui linel boy. That means it's not miyuchid leisur. We had mentioned yesterday the machlokes the bir halach and the prima godim klisha malach leisur means roiv tashmi shei leisur miyuchid leisur. This is it's used to shut the door. That's what it's used for. Miyu tzarish ye boy glustre leisur roi ladach boy. The tehevi teiras keli yala. That means we need it should have a teiras keli ola. So memele, it's only mutav it has a teiras keli. So memele a teiras keli it has because you could use it ladach boyes hashum. But to get a din of klisha melachta leisur has to be Akaponim roi tashmishe leisar, tzaike tashmishe leisar. So this is the pshara, it is a very interesting pshara. Hashem keili it gets, but it's not a klisha malachta leisar. So it's a klisha malachta leheter, v'af al pikein, it is also letal taloi behedye. Rabbi Tal v'noimer, harei hu kechol hakeilim, umetal tol bechotza. So Taisvah, let us see Taisvah and Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis. Hareyu kechol ha-keilim. So Taisvah says, Afal gav de koida matoris keilim nishnis. Rabbi Lozor says that this whole Mishnah was learned in the times of the Chemi before atoris keilim. So the Loshen of Rabbi Talfin is very modern. Hareyu kechol ha-keilim. Ikalameim kechol ha-keilim ke'en koisis ha-koris. That it's like koisis ha-koris. I think the Chodesh Ha'oviv says Pshat and Rab Talfin that why were they matter? I mean, Rashi says they were matter these three kelim shame to dirim betashmish. Rashi says that's why they were matter these to dirim betashmish. So it seems that Rab Talfin held that this Naga also falls in, just like they were matter Koris, thus and thus, they were matter this Naga also. Arei, it also has the heter of Tadir and Betashmish. Aval Kaponim, Rabbi Yeshua holds that it is also Letzorech Gufoy. One more Mishneh, Meduche Hodamora. He says, Meduche, it says it's also letaltaloi. So Rabbi Loza learned Rosh Hashanah also letaltaloi. Aye, it's a klisha malachta leisel because al kaponim it's mutal letaltalo letzayrich gufoi. No pshat is it was nishne kaidem meducha damorim. So Rashi says leel avol gav dishan yerov leel mechama letzel. What's the problem of meducha? Rav said it's speaking about mechama letzel. So that it's also mechama letzel, even after all her teirim. But by yishan yelitzer mekayim, abishnu dechekininu. That's it says a metaltel in oisai. Alakaydem atoras kelim nishna. This was said before atoras kelim. This al kaponim before the last atorah they do a matter a klisha malach delisa. This is Rabbi Lozer shtik teirim. Omar Rabbe Mimai. So Rabbe wants to be chaylik and Rabbe Loza. Rabbe says, this old shtick Torah, all these four Mishnayis, is kaidem atoras kelim nishno, he wishes to disagree with him. Dil meloy lamei melochol la'achar atoras kelim nishno. Could be they're speaking about la'achar atoras kelim. Ay, so it's doch schwer. Kanim taimo mai mishum yafushi. What is the purpose of kanim? That the lechem upon him shouldn't become nisapish. Bahai pute loy miyapish. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi is kanim taimo mai misad remoisom b'maroche. What is the reason why misad the kanim mishum yafushi? So Rashi says, the loisam chinon anise. That means even though they were fresh the eighth day, like the day they put them on, which is zichar anes. Well, what we needed anes, we needed anes. But lemaise, if one would be directly on top of the other, and there wouldn't be any place for the air to go through, so it would become nisapish without a specialness. The loisam chinin, and wherever it is possible to avoid nisim, we avoid nisim. So memele, so the loisam chinin on nisim. So therefore we have kanim. Umishum ahu pulte, because of this pulte, this small time, shayishona misakeves beloi kanim mileli shabbos le shabbos, bachadoshe mi shabbos le meitzoi shabbos, loy me apshe. It won't be me asapish. Let's just go a little further. Then we'll explain this in a little further. Makolis. Why weren't they matter makolis? Efshe kerabolozo. Yevan eitze. Why did you use makolis? You could use your hands. Yodai al kesef chaveira. Some mela they weren't matter. Kedarabaloza Rashi says, Manich yodai al kesef chaveira. Now we have to realize this is a very shveri gemore. The Rajbe, the Taisus HaRosh, Eske Kashe, this is a cliche malachte leheta. They ask on Kanan. It's a cliche malachte leheta. No, a cliche malachte leheta, afilo michama letzel is muta. So, you don't need a tzoyrech godel. Michama letzel is also muta, afilo tzoyrech cotton is muta. So it won't become nisapish. So about it, it's not worse than Michamal Atzel. So the Rashbe and the Taisus HaRosh say one teretz, though we're having the same teretz, that the mechaber of this dicho is Rabbe. No, Rabbe holds that Michamal Atzel is also by a Rava holds that Michamal Atzel is Mutter. Rabbe holds that Michamal Atzel is also by even by a Klisha Malachta Laheta. We're going to have later the Rabbe. Later and weiter and by the next, after the next Mishnah. So Rabbe holds that a Klisha Malachta Laheta is only Mutter Latzeich Kufi Latzeich Mekoyme. This is a Tzeirich Shabbos, I need a Tzeirich Godel. But not a tzeirich godel is also. So memele, so the shot, it's efsha, it's not a tzeirich godel. This is the Taisus HaRosh and the Rashbe. The Meiri, the Radbaz in Simen Tovshin Lamed Zayin, and the Sharatzin in Simen Shin Chesif Kotn Yud Gimel, say a different teretz. It's mamish meruyim dik. They say, what is pshat in the Gemara? Ein kan tzoyrech klal. Shrei b'shir zeh, let's speak about the case of kanim. Ein ha'ipush motzi boy. V'chol she'ein boy tzoyrech klal in roi letal tloy b'china. He says, this shita which we mentioned yesterday, the Ritve, and then the Ran also holds that a klisha malachta leheta is only mutter tzerkufay tzerch mekayim mechama letzel, but shaloi letzoyrech klal is also. So this the Rishonim say, this is called shaloi letzoyrech klal. By ipush, no, we can buy that yet. Maybe there's no chemically speaking, in a 13-hour period, there's no process of ipush. Fine, the whole thing is all ipush. Rabbeloza's gomeredik. Mami shrekla. We have to picture this. This is erev Pesach Shchalias b'Shabbes. Mitrotach mestama the Shabbos like begodim. I don't see how they did it. Yebaniach yodai al yad al kesef chaveira, and they're putting the korban on the Shabbos back at Shemesach Nishklo, how it looks after the hefshit. They didn't come in dungarees in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara can say it's efshir, it is not tzairich whatsoever with a makel. You could use your hand. I mean, between you and me, it was pretty, forget about the begodim, it was pretty heavy also. You are mavshit a korban Pesach, it weighs something, and it's on there, and you mavshit it. And al kaponim about the Meiri and the Radbaz and the Sharatzin, Fakert say, that's pshat in the Gemara. Fakert, Avneinezer wants to say, why didn't the Rashba say this? So Avneinezer wants to say that the Rashba holds that a klisha malachta lehetel, a klisha malachta lehetel, afilosh leletzerich is also mutter. Therefore, he had to say it's going according to Rabbah, because Rabbah holds Mechama Letzel is also, so Memela, so this isn't better than Mechama Letzel. But according to us, but if we hold according to Rabbah, the Mechama Letzel is Mutter, everything is Mutter. That's what Avnei Nezer and Simen Tov Gimel wants to say. And these Messiahim, so even though in Shulchan Aruch it says that a Kli Shemalach Talhat Shaloi Letzerech Klal is osel. He says only the lomdeman is there in this. Why is the lomdeman is there? But the hamoinam isn't nizer. So he says no. The Rashba holds that he makes another few rishonim. The Rashba also holds that shaloi letzayrich is mutter. That's what the Amnineza wants to say. Minig Yisrael Torah wants to be a meilet yosher and klal Yisrael. Agavuchad Baruch Hashulchan also and the Minig Yisrael that the Shaloi Letzayrich is also, and you see people playing with Kalim. So he wants to say maybe it's Latainag, that's also called Letzayrich. It's a Mutzitzich. But Al Koponim, here we have a Moiridiki Gemara, out of the Mesogim of the Gemara. He says the Gemara says that Shaloi Letzayrich, if one could avoid it, if one could avoid it, one should avoid it. And according to the Meiri and the Radbaz, this is considered Shaloi Letzayrich. If you have a way to avoid the tiltal of this kli, you should avoid it. And this is not a big enough tzayrich. And from this halacha, the Mishneh Berura brings that the halacha that a kli shemalachta le'isa le'tzayrich gufoy is mutter is only if you can't avoid it. If you could avoid it, you also shouldn't do it. If you have a nutcracker, you shouldn't open up a nut with a hammer. If you don't have a nutcracker, so then it's so if it's not efshar yedei oifanacha, then you can use a hammer. But there's a meir de kechidish in our gemara. Glustere kiderabiana. And now Rabbi wants to say, what did you see glustere? Glustere was a klisha malachte leisa. I'm sorry, glustere is a klisha malachte lehetta, the way Rashi said. And glustere, they were only matter, according to Rabbi Yeshua, shaymtin min pesach zeve teile b'chaveire. So the kasha was, why is shaymtin? So he says, kid Rabbiana, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Oma Rabbianai, b'chotzer she'eino me'ureves askino. We're speaking about a chotzer she'eino me'ureves. Rabbi Yeshua sovar teicha pesach kilef nimdomi. Kemetaltel mone de botim bechotzer, raptafen sovar teicha pesach kilochutzdomi, um mone de chotzer bechotzer kometaltel. Let us see pshat in this teretz. Zot Rashi. She'eino me'ureves. We are speaking about over here, because we see the loshon of raptafen areil kechol hakelim, umetaltel bechotzer. Rav Tarfon is speaking about a chotzer. So let us see what Rashi says. She'eina mu'ureves, she'ahar bei batim psuchim lo, this chotzer, there were many batim pasu after this chotzer, v'loi irvu, they did not make a ruvei chatzeres. So the halacha is, the kelim she'shavsu bebotim, a keli that was kaina shvise in a bayis, Osa lahaitzion lechotza. One is not permitted to take it out to the chotza. Vishashavsu bechotza, a keli that was shavis bechotza, that they didn't make an erev chatzeris, mutalatalplum bechotza. Shachotza kulei reshus latzmayu, vabotem miyuchodim lecholish beisai. So it's a take from a bias to a chotza, uhani ruvi chatzeris, you're taking from a reshus hamiyuchit to a reshus hamishutit. Without an Erev Chatzeres, with Erev Chatzeres. So the batim become one Rishus HaMeshut. Now, so the Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua, in Rab Talfen, is as follows. Toich HaPesach Shenotal HaNagor Mishon. Now, it is very interesting, but this Nagor that we are speaking about, this bolt that we are bolting the door, is speaking that the bolt is outside of the door. And that means as follows. The Pesach means the opening that you enter the house. That is the Pesach. So let us be Megashim the Inyan. The Pesach was 2 feet wide. You had a 2 feet wide opening. The deles was at the end of the opening. That means so one wanted to come into the house, so he walked 1 3/4 feet till he came to the deles. The deles was at the end of the opening, the end of the Pesach. So he had an area of 1 3/4 feet that was Pesach, that was Toicha Pesach, before the Delos. For some reason, the Nago was Chutzla Delos. The Nago, they bolted the doors from the outside. Why they did this for Fregmanish, about Kaponim, Nago Sheno Boi Mi Bachutz. The Miri says claw like that. So the Nago was from the outside. Now, so if they wanted to take this Nago, wanted to close another door, so pshat is they had to take it out of this Pesach, of this hallway, and they go through the chotzer and take it to another door. That's what they would have to do. So the shaila is, this area of Teich HaPesach, does it have a din chotzer? Does it have a din Pesach? Does it have a din bayit? Rav Talvin holds that it has a din chotzer. So the Chodesh Aviv explains the Harabim Yeshlem Rishus Likonei Shalei Bershus Bailim. That means someone in your house, there's a kasha. What are you doing here? But to enter the Pesach till the Delos, it's even though it's his property, that had a din chotz. People were used to walk into these psochim till the Delos. So Memela Zazai. So Rab Talvin holds that Toich HaPesach has a din of chotzer. So the Nago that was outside of the Deles was Shavis b'chotzer. So if it was Shavis b'chotzer, so b'meila, you're allowed to take it outside of this Pesach through the chotzer and bring it to another Pesach because it was Kalim Sheshavsu b'chotzer. That's what Rab Talvin holds. Rabbi Yeshua holds that no, that Toich HaPesach is a din of Toich HaBayis, so there's a loch of Kalim Sheshavsu b'bayis. She's not allowed to take out into the Chotzer without Greire. Now this din of Greire is also not a poshet din. Where do we find that Greire is mutter by an Isser of Eitzor? Loy minkere milse lehedye de lehevi kilifnim shari begreire. The Chedushi Aran says that afilu Rabbi Yeshua that holds that Toich HaPesach ke Toich HaBayis domi, so that's in the oimik ha-halocher as a din of Toich HaBayis. Abo loy minkere milse lehedye de lehevi kilifnim. So memele, it looks like the chotzer though. So memele is afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua, they were mekel begreire. That is pshat in the Mishnah of Lustere. And according to Rabbi Yanai, that what Rabbi Talvin says, Arehu kechol hakelim, it means Arehu kechol hakelim sheshavsu b'chotzer. That means it's because the Teich HaPesach is a din of chotzer. So that is pshat in Rabbi Yanai's teretz. So let us see what Rashi says. Toich HaPesach shenotal hanagor misham. We took the nagor. We come atal tolmon at the bayis. It says the din of Toich HaPesach at Toich HaBayis. Come atal tolmon at the bayis b'chotz. Ilkach shoymto. Ein, the tiltu min atzadu, avol tiltu gom oloi. And what is the last kasha meduche? Meduche, Rav Nechemyei. Duch is going according to Rav Nechemya. The Oma, ובאירי בן אפילו טלס ואפילו טרבד אין ניתל על הצרך טש משם יוחד. Rav Nechemya holds אפילו הכלי שמלאכת אל ההתר. One is only permitted to use לצרך טש משם יוחד. One is not permitted to use a fork to open up a knot in his shoelaces. So memela, it's only a fork is only permitted to use to eat with it. So memele, so this meduche is a kli shemalachta leisa. A kli shemalachta leisa is only mutter for total for what it's meyuchet for. So memele, it's meyuchet for isa, so you can't use it on Shabbos. So memele, that's pshat in the bereise. the Mishnah says, Meduche, ein Metalpul Moisoi, according to Rav Nechemya, because according to Rav Nechemya, the whole Heter is only Tashmish HaMeyuchid, and by Kli Shemalach Tali, so we don't have a Tashmish HaMeyuchid that is Mutter and Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Kol HaKeilim Nitlin Letzoyrech V'Shaloy Letzoyrech. All Keilim, one is permitted to be Metalpul Letzoyrech V'Shaloy Letzoyrech. Ab nechem yoimer ein nitlen elo letzeirich. Hachi gassinim im esnischen zog Rashi, kol hakeilem nitlen letzeirich. I don't know klar what Rashi wants to be moisef over here. Zog die Gemara, mai letzeirich u mai shaloi letzeirich. Amar Rabbe, letzeirich is as follows. Tova shemalachte leheter letzeirich gufoi. Shaloi letzeirich, what is shaloi letzeirich? Dover shemalachte lehet letzeirich mekayma. Dover shemalachte leisa letzeirich kufay ein letzeirich mekayma eloi. So what is Rabbi saying? The Rabbi is saying that a kli shemalachte lehet is only Rabbi holds that Tzeirich Mekoimoi is not equivalent to Tzeirich Gufay. Tzeirich Gufay is a Tzeirich, a more Choshev Tzeirich. Tzeirich Mekoimoi is a less Choshev Tzeirich. And Rabbi holds, as we had mentioned before, Rabbi holds Michamel Tzeil is Oser, Afilu Bayek Lisha Malach Teleta. So this is what Rabbi said. So Kol HaKeilim means as follows. Kol HaKeilim means Keilim Shemalach Ton Leheta. Nitlan letzeirich gadol, that's tzeirich gufen. Vishaloi letzeirich gadol, that's tzeirich mekayma. Vidavol shemelachta leisa, akli shemelachta leisa letzeirich gufay ein, letzeirich mekayma iloi. So the Ritvan Daran says, this memra of Rabbi has nothing to do with the Mishnah. This is Rabbis being Messiah the Halachas, but the Mishnah is not speaking about a Kli Shemalachta Leisel. That's perhaps the first Mishnah, that a Kli Nafochim is Mutter Lifzoye Boye Goizem, Fakel. So there you have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a Kli Shemalachta Leisel is Mutter Lifzoyech Gufoy. So according to Rabbis, it's Gewaldic. It's the Halachas saying the Mishnah. The first Mishnah is speaking about a Kli Shemalachta Leisel and Lifzoyech Gufoy is Mutter. Our Mishnah is speaking about a kli shemalachta lehetan, it's mutter letzeirich gufay and letzeirich mekayim. And that's it. Va'osa Rabbi Nechemye, now Rabbi Nechemye is moisif, or schoilik on the Tanakhama, lemeima, va'afilu dovol shemalachta lehetan, afilu adovol shemalachta lehetan, letzeirich gufay ein, Letzeirich Mekayimai Loi. Because Tzeirich Mekayimai is called Shaloi Letzeirich. So Bemeil Rabbi Chaim Yoimer Ein Nitlon Elo Letzeirich. That this heter of Shaloi Letzeirich, he wishes to disagree in God's. Ein Nitlon Elo Letzeirich. That's it. Ba'ose Rabbi Nechem Ye Lemeima. So that Tzeirich Guf Eilon Tzeirich Mekayimai Loi. Om Alei Rav. That's Rabbi Shtikteir. Amalei Rove, Letzeirech Mekayimai, Shaloi Letzeirech Korislai. Tzeirech Mekayimai is called Shaloi Letzeirech. It's a Tzeirech Shabbos. It's like Tzeirech Guve is a Tzeirech Shabbos. So Tzeirech Mekayimai is also called a Tzeirech Shabbos. It's an equal Tzeirech. Elo Amalei Rove. We pass the light Rove. Letzeirech, what does Letzeirech mean? As follows. Dovo Shemalachte Leheter. Bein letzeirich gufoi, bein letzeirich mekoimoi, that's called letzeirich. Sheloi letzeirich, afilu michama letzeil, that's called sheloi letzeirich, which is also mutter by kli shemalach teleta. Bedova shemalach telisa, letzeirich gufoi, letzeirich mekoimoi ain, because he holds their equivalent, gufoi and mekoimoi is the same thing. Michama letzeil, loi. Va'osir abnechem yelameimel. So now Rav Nechemya comes to say that the Amishnah is speaking about a Kli Shemalach Teleheter. So the Tanikam holds a Kli Shemalach Teleheter. Is Mutafel Michamel Letzeil, which is called Shaloi Letzeirich. Vosar Rav Nechemya Lemeima, Vafilu Dova Shemalach Teleheter. לצרח גופוי ולצרח מקיימוי אין, מחמה לצלו. לרסי רשי, זאת רשי, מי לצרח ומי שלא לצרח. אומר רבי, לצרח דשור איתנה כמה, הנה דובו שמלאכת להתה ומטלת לו, לצרח גופוי. שלאי לצורך דובו שמלאכת להתר ומטלת לו, שלאי לצורך גופה, אבל צורך למקיימה. ודובו שמלאכת ליס לצורך גופה, יהודי שתרוי, אריס בבצמותו לצורך גופה, אם צורך לאי למלאכת התר. אבל שלאי לצורך גופה, ואבל גם לצורך למקיימה לאי. ורבה לתיימי, דה אומר לאל גבי קורניש על נפוחים, נמי מוטה לצרח גופי. רבי שטימס, that's the Mishnah Taka. That a כלי שמלאכת לאיסר, לצרח גופי, is מוטה. אומר לאי רובס, רובי אס, צרח מקוים is not considered a צרח. אלא אומר רובי. ולרובי דמוקי עליבי דרב נחמיה, תלצרח גופי, רב נחמיה said, that it is only a kli shemalach the letter is only mutter letzayrech. But what does that mean? The letzayrech gufoy u letzayrech mekoy my mutter. So Rashi says, al kochach hay letzayrech gufoy, it's not the same tzayrech gufoy that the Tanakame. Ki goyim, the tzayrech gufoy of Rav Nechemiah is a different tzure. Ki goyim shezeh hatash mish miyuchad loy. We're speaking about something that the Tashmish is meyuchad like. The Tanya lekamon bepeirik chavis. Chav nechem yoime, afilu talvet, vaafilu talis. Talvet is a spoon. Ein nitlin, elo litzoyrech tashmishon. That the tzoyrech tashmishon means the Tashmish am meyuchad like. So, Mamil, that is the tzoyrech gufoy of Rav Nechemye. V'tzayrech mekaymai nami l'rova, which is called l'tzayrech, k'tzayrech gufay v'tashmishay dami. That's also called tashmish ha-miyuchad loy. You use a spoon. You use a spoon, hastes, to eat with it. That's the tashmish. And the tzayrech mekaymai is when you finish with the spoon, you take it away. V'tzayrech mekaymai nami l'rova, k'tzayrech gufay v'tashmishay dami. That is according to Rabbi. Ule Rabbi, Tzairich Gufoy, Udishari Rab Nechemye. According to Rabbi, Tzairich Mekoyme is called Shalayla Tzairich. And Shalayla Tzairich is only mut according to the Tanakama by a Klisha Malach the letter. Tzairich Gufoy, Udishari Rab Nechemye. And what, and also, but this Tzairich Gufoy, there's no difference between Rabbi and Rabbi. V'davke l'tashmish ha-miyuchad loy. Davke also l'tashmish ha-miyuchad loy. Ubein l'rabe, ubein l'rove, davke dover shemelachte l'heter. Davke dover shemelachte l'heter is mutter l'tzoyrich gufoy. Avol dover shemelachte l'isa korint Rav Nechemye, afilu l'tzoyrich gufoy l'ishore Rav Nechemye. Why? Dahai tzoyrich gufoy lav tashmish ha-miyuchad loy. What are you going to use a kul nishal nafochem? It's miyuchad for shoe horses. So you can't use it for nuts. So felter and say, ha-miyuchad loy. Dahai tzoyrich gufoy lav tashmish ha-miyuchad loy. Da miyuchad lam leches isa. So according to Rav Nechemye, a kli, Shemalachta le'isa will never be mutter le'tzayrech gufay. Why? Because it is, you don't have tashmish ha-miyuchad loy. The Rishonim say, according to Rashi, according to Rove, tzayrech mekaymoy is according to Rove. So according to Rava holds Tzayrich Mekayim is called L'Tzayrich, number one. And according to Rava, Tashmish HaMiyuchad, according to Rav Nechemye, Akli Shemalach Nelaheter is Mutter L'Tzayrich Gufi or Tzayrich Mekayimoy, because Tzayrich Mekayim is also called Tashmish HaMiyuchad Loi. So come out a chidush that Akli Shemalach Nelaheter, Rashi said, Sepasnit Atzayrich Gufoy, because in the Tashmish HaMiyuchadloi, in Tashmish HaMiyuchadloi is a Tashmish Shal Issa. But a Tzorech Mekoimoi will be Mutter according to Rav Nechemya, because Tzorech Mekoimoi is also considered Tashmish HaMiyuchadloi. As a Memele, a Kli Shemalachtoi Le Issa, according to Rave, according to Rav Nechemya, will be Mutter Le Tzorech Mekoimoi and be also Le Tzorech Gufoi. Because Tzorech Gufoi tell Tashmish HaMiyuchadloi, and Tzorech Mekoimoi you have Tashmish HaMiyuchadloi. That's what the Rishonim say according to Rav, and we'll see later they say a Moiridike Chap with this Cheshbon. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Yosef Rav Safre, Rav Ache Barune, Rav Hune Barchanine, the Yosvi Vekomri, L'Rabbe, Alibe de Rav Nechemya. According to Rabbe, Alibe de Rav Nechemya. Now, it says, according to Rabbe, Tzorech Mekoime is called Shaloyle Tzorech. That's according to Rabbe. And Rav Nechemya says that Aklisha Malachtoi Leheter is only Mutter Tzorech. I mean, Tzorech Gufoi. Tzorech Mekoime is Osa. Tzorech Mekoime is Osa. So, Memele. So they asked Alibe the Rabbi, according to Rabbi, Alibe the Rabbi Nechemya. Tzorech Mekoime is also, Hani ka'orais, Heichi metaltalinon. How are we permitted? How are we permitted to be metaltal? To be metaltal ka'orais, Hani ka'orais, Heichi metaltalinon. That means after the meal, what do you do with the ka'oris according to Rav Nechemya? It's a kli shemalachtei leheta. It is a kli shemalachtei leheta. So memeila, how are you permitted to take them away according to Rav Nechemya? Omar lehu Rav Safre, midi dahavi agerev sholrei. You know what the heter is according to Rav Nechemya? The heter according to Rav Nechemya is, it's like a graf shorei. You have a table full of dirty plates. You see, it's a, we see that in Sukkot, it says you should take away the dirty plates. It's Sultan and Teshu came to do. If you leave the dirty plates, so the dirty plates on the table is, it's like mididava graf shorei. So mamele, that's why you're allowed to take away the dirty plates. Omalei Abaye, le Rabbe, Abaye is the same kasha to Rabbe. Lemar, according to you, Alibe de Rav Nechemya, Hani Kores, Eiche Metaltalin Elohu. How are you permitted to take out the Kores? Omalei Rav Safrin, so Rav Safrin was there, Chavrin Tirgime, Midi Havi, Agrav Shalvei. The Marsha asks here a kasha. The Masha asks, according, es weisleis, but no gechepet Rabbe. Rabbe, according to you, that you say according to Rav Nechemya, according to Rav Nechemya, letzorech mekoima yizasa, tutotzorech mekoima yizasa, zoktem, according to you, what did they do by a meal? I mean, after the first meal, you're stuck. You have to have three dining rooms. One for the first meal, one for, I mean, what happened according to Rav Nechemya? Akash and Rabbe. Frekte Marshaw, I mean, this problem is not only a problem according to Rabbi. Before they were matter, when Nechemya asked Kalin, so Memele, Fakir Barishayma Yoimrim Shloisha Kalin Nitlil, then Hitiru Bechazra Vitiru Bechazra Vitiru. So the Hitiru, so the first Hitiru was, race. Tzorech Gufoi. That was the first heter. But before the first heter, Tzorech Gufoi, Tzorech Mekoime was also. Only the Sholish Kalim. No, so what did they do? So according to Rav is also Shver. How did they take out in the times of Nechemya? Let's forget about Reb Nechemya. In the times of Nechemya, before the Hitiru, how did they take out the Kalim? There were later matter. So that's the Mashos Kasha. So Lachayra, I don't understand the Mashos Kasha. That's the Rishas I found later seems to be more of this. Taisa says before, there was Zichem Metaltel, Kaisais, Ukaris, Utsluchiais. Kaisais, Ukaris, Utsluchiais never went into the Gzeire. So Memele, so there was no Gzeire Bechlau. Yesterday we mentioned the Chsam Seifer. The Chsam Seifer says something that never went into the Gzeire doesn't have the Hagdoris and the Hagbolis of the Heter. The Heter was, Tzairich Kufay, Tzairich Mekoymoy, Mechamo Letzel, Shalei Letzairich Klal is also. That's in the Kalim that were of Gassel. The Chsam Seifer says the Kalim that were never of Gassel, there's no Hagbolis on these Kalim. Or the first heter of a klisha malachtei leheter, how did they take out the ka'oris? And the ka'oris never was a problem. The ka'oris never fell into the ka'oris never, the devil was a gzeira on ka'oris. It was a hilchis mukta on ka'oris. So memele, so they're allowed to take it out. What, just like the Chsam Seifer says to lahaloche. But then chapach zich, so the Gemara is not a pella. So what's a gechepetol according to Rab Nechemye? The whole Rab Nechemye is also speaking about a klisha malachte leheta. A klisha malachte leheta, that's muta letzairich gufay. So he says letzairich gufay means tashmish amayuchad loy. But lechayre, this is only the kalim that there was a gzeire. So he says tzairich gufay does not mean samazay tzairich gufay. But lechayre, but ka'oris that never fell into the gzeire, so lechayre they should bechlal be mutter. So they're takenish. I really don't understand the gemara's kasha. The way the Chsam Seifer says pshat, the Chsam Seifer says according to Tosfos. That these kalim there was no gzeira whatsoever. So memele you don't need any tzeirich whatsoever. So according to the Chsam Seifer, lachayre the marshos kash is not shver, but lachayre the gemara's kash is eich not shver. So something is unclear here. Zuk the gemara weiter. Amalei, yeah. Eisvei abaye lerov. Eisvei Abaye l'Rove Meduche Im yesh bo shum Metalt l'moiso Tim lav ein metalt l'noiso. We heard this kasha already three times already. Eisvei Abaye l'Rove. So here Abaye is asking a kasha to Rove. And what is the kasha? Rove, you hold that a meduche that a klisha malachta l'isa is mutter l'tzeir l'kufi l'tzeir m'kaimoi. So why does it say Vimlav ein metal tel moiso? Ay, Vimlav ein metal tel moiso. Ay, lechay could be metal tel le tzeirich mekoymoy. And for the Gemara, achav mayiskine mechama le tzeil. So yesterday we had asked Akashe that why leitabai is it good? Leitabai also holds le tzeirich gufoy eklisha malachte le iser. Is mutter. So how did Abaye learn a metal tel moisa? So yesterday we mentioned the kasha. But now according to, now that we're bekant with Rab Nechemye, so I can tell over the Olam Amir de Kecharifis that the Rishonim say that according to Abaye was nitshver, and according to Rav was shver. The Rishonim say as follows. We hear this kasha three times. We hear this on Kufchav Gimel Amid Aleph, Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis, and Kufchav Dalet Amid Aleph. When Abaye asked this kasha to Rabbi, so Rabbi said it's going according to Rab Nechemya. So now the Rishonim say Givaldik. According to Abaye, a kli shemelachtoi leisr is only mutter letzeirich gufoi. According to Rab Nechemya, tzeirich negufoi means Tashmish hamiyuchadloi. So in other words, by a kli shemalachta le'isa, the tashmish hamiyuchadloi is, the leches is So therefore, it is also betiltel completely. That means, according to Rav Nechemyeh, the Beraisa we could learn kipshutoi. Ve'im lav ein metaltel emoiso means you're not metaltel in ganzen. And we'll say the Beraisa is going according to Rav Nechemyeh. And that was Rav's teretz and Rav Kufchov Gimel Amud Aleph. But the kasha was according to Rove. According to Rove, that a klisha malachtalis is mutal tzeich gufa yotzeich mekaymon. We had mentioned before, afilu according to Rav Nechemyeh, even though a klisha malachtalis a tzeich gufa would be also because nitash misham yuchad loin, that tashmis is a tashmis shalisa, but tzeich mekaymon will be mutal according to Rav Nechemyeh. Because this is Tashmish HaMeyuchad Loi. So the Meila, this was the Kasha of Abaye Terove. That means, Bishloim, according to me, that a Klisha Malach Talisa is not Mutta Bechlal Tzorech Mekoimoi. So I could say it's going according to Rav Nechemyeh. And Ein Metalfel Moisos, period. You can't be Metalfel in Gansen. Tzorech Gufoi Nad, because ni Tashmish HaMeyuchad Loi. Tzorech Mekoimoi Nad, because every Klisha Malach Talisa is not Mutta Tzorech Mekoimoi. But according to you, so I have a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah, it goes according to Rav Nechemyeh. But according to you, you hold that a klisha malach talisa is mutra filu l'tzeich mekoimoim. So according to Rav Nechemyeh, it also be mutra l'tzeich mekoimoim, because that's considered tashmish ha-meyuchad loy. So what is pshat ein metaltel noisa? Ein metaltel noisa means you're not metaltel in ganzen. So Rav said, no, ein metaltel noisa means mechamal l'tzeil. Eisvei, b'shov, and shim kitzabal l'boso, shosol l'taltloi, ochanami, michama l'tzeh. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi, l'rabe, alibe d'rab Nechemyeh, d'omar dovor, shemalachte l'heta l'tzeh mekoyim eloi. Hani ka'oris, l'achar achila, eichem metaltlu, l'salkam milufoneine. How do you get rid of the ka'oris? Bim lave metaltlu moiso. Bishloime, Rabbi, according to Rav, gain the tzorich legufa elul lemekayma. This is what Rashi said before Kufar Gimel Beis also. Elul didoch amai. That was the kash. He said it's speaking about mechama letzel. That was the teretz of Rabbi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zok the teretz of Rav. Zok the Gemara weiter. This is a new sugya. We learned in a Mishnah in Beyer that says as follows. Ein soimchin es hakedere. A person is not permitted to lean a kedere bebikas. Bikas is a thick log, a thick piece of wood. V'chein bedelis. A delis also one is not permitted to be soimach a delis on a bikas. In other words, he cannot be metaltel a bikas to be semech hagdere and a delos. In other words, a bikas is mukze in yontev. And this Mishnah is speaking about yontev. Frech the Gemara of a bikas, the biyontev dover shemalachte leheteru. A lag is a dover shemalachte leheter. You're permitted to burn fire, use it for fuel. Alme, dover shemelachte lehetter, bein letzeirech gufoi, bein letzeirech mekoimoi osa. So it seems this is a kasha, this is a problem. He says, how do we understand this Mishnah in Beyer? The Mishnah in Beyer says, one is not permitted to be metaltel abikas, letzeirech gufoi. And in Yontev Abikas is a davar shemalachte laheta, and lafal piken it's also. So how do we understand it? And for the Gemara, hosam haino taime. What is the reason why Abikas is also? Kiven the bishabes davar shemalachte leisahu. You're right, Yontev is a davar shemalachte laheta. So it should be mutter letzeirich kuf. But in Shabbos, it's a davar shemalachta le'isahu. Gzeire yontev otu Shabbos. So they didn't want to differentiate between yontev and Shabbos. Shabbos, it is also to be metaltala bikas, letzairich gufoy. So mamela, they wanted that yontav and Shabbos should be the same, so the guys are yontav for Shabbos. Frag the Gemara, Shabbos is eichich ver, vichitayme Shabbos gufetishteri. So because Shabbos tak, it's not a dover shemalach to let's, it's a dover shemalach to leisa. The dover shemalach to leisa, letzairich gufetishteri mekoy meishori. Say bazoi, so fakert, so Shabbos is also schwer. Why can't you take a lag and be saimer a kdeir aner in Shabbos? It's a dover shemalach to leisa, which is letzairich gufay is mutter. And for the Gemara, hani mili heiche de ike teres keili olav. Heiche de leke teres keili olav loy. The Sfas Emes says pshat in the Gemara's teres as follows. What was your kasha? Your kasha was that a bikas in Shabbos should also be muta. It's a dover shemalach deli, so let's say rekufa is muta. So the Gemara answers, that a dover shemalach deli isa let's say rekufa is muta is only if it's a keili. If it's not a keili, so then let's say rekufa is also. Zuk the Sfas Emes, but what about yontif? Yontif, since it's melachta leheta, you don't need a keli. Since it's melachta leheta, it would be mutter letzairich gufa, even though it doesn't have a shame keli. So we're back to the same teret. So why by yontif is it also betiltul? Because gzeire yontif oto Shabbos. That is pshat in the Gemara's teret. Let us see Rashi. V'chein v'deles u'kim na b'meseches beye v'chein ha'deles ein tzaymchim b'bikas u'b'yontav kaimi. V'bikas b'yontav melachte lehetari de lasok yechozi v'kaimi. It is roi lehesik and it is kaim lehesik v'kosa letalfol tzaych gufa ilam loch acheres v'chosken letzaych mekaimo. So how do we understand it? U'mishani osa mainu taim ekiv in the b'shabes osa. Da bikas b'shabes melach talisari is b'yontav nami yosek zere yontav otu Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Shabbos it should also be mutter. So the Gemara says, no, Shabbos it's also, also it's not a keli. Frag the Gemara, was now, omigos rinen, so you're telling me now a new yisod. You're telling me that they were not, that means even though, theoretically, one is permitted to be metaltal abekas and yontif, because it's a dover shemalach te lahet letzairich gufay, but they were geyser yontif otu Shabbos. They did not want that there should be more kulis Shabbos, the yontif over Shabbos. Vosnan, we learned the Mishnah further. Meshilin peiris, derech arube biyontif, Avoloi b'Shabbos. That means as follows. A person has peiris on his roof. And they were out there to dry. All of a sudden, he sees that it's getting cloudy and it's going to rain. Now, if it's going to rain, his peiris are going to get spoiled. So he wants to go and get them into the house, but quick. So the Mishnah says, if there's an arube, Alagak, he has a skylight there, so he goes up to his roof and starts throwing in the peiris from the roof into the house. But this is only permissible in yontif. Shabbos tayasid. Meshilim peiris ter harube biyontif, avoloi b'shabbos. So the Gemara says, if you'll tell me, Hastis, that yontif and Shabbos is the same, so why here did they differentiate between yontav and Shabbos? So you see from here, loigazrina. So the Gemara says, umi loigazrina? What are you telling me, loigazrina? Vosnan, we learned a Mishnah ain ben yontav l'Shabbos aloichol nefesh bilvad. I have a Mishnah that they were geyser. This Mishnah says, ain ben yontav l'Shabbos, there's no difference between yontav and Shabbos aloichol nefesh. In Meleches Eichel Nefesh, Yontav is Mutter, Shabbos is Asa. But, besides Meleches Eichel Nefesh, there is no difference. And so this Mishnah is a raya to the Teretz I told you. I told you, Smichas Bekas is Asa, B'Yontav, why do we go to Yontav or Shabbos? Ain't Bein Yontav, L'Shabbos, Ela Meleches Eichel Nefesh. So Mamela Safakatsa from this Mishnah Zaraya that they were Geisel Yom Tavata Shabbos. We have the Mishnah of Meshilim was Vaisois Faker. So now we have a problem. Aber Al Koponim says the Mishnah of Ein Ben Yom Tavata Shabbos stims very good with the Teretz that we said that there were Geisel Yom Tavata Shabbos. Now we have a problem with the Mishnah of Meshilim. Omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, it's a machlokes these two Mishnayos. That's zicher the Mishnah of Meshilim is chaylik and the Mishnah of Ein Ben Yontav L'Shabbos. Omar Rav Yosef loikash. Ho Rabbi Elezer, ho Rabbi Yeshua. We find already machlokes in between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua if they were kulas in Yontav. The Sanye. Hoi soives benoi shenoflo leboi. That a mother and a child fell into a boi. Rabbi Lezer, so the din is, if you want to shecht, you can't shecht both of them on Yom Tov. Is Rabbi Lezer, you're allowed to take out one. And whoever the one will be, you'll shecht. Pasheni, the sheni you can't take out, because you can't shecht it. The second one will remain in the boir, and you'll throw down some food to it. So you see, Rabbi Elezer was machmer in Yom Tov. It wasn't matter to take out the second one. Rabbi Yeshua ima malas arishin amanas l'shoichtoi. And after he takes it up and he looks at it and he says, "No, I thought this was fatter than it really is. Ve'enay shoichtoi doesn't shecht it. I made a mistake. I took up the wrong one. Omarim." He says this pshetel. Umalas Hashani examines the second one. Oh, the second one is also thin. Al Kaponim we see Bimokaim Hefsid Rabbi Yeshua was Matir and Rabbi Lezer was Machmir. So the Gemara wanted to say that this is the same thing. The Mishnah of Meshilin, you also have Bimokim Hefsid. The pairs are gonna get ruined. So Memeila, so that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And they were Mekel in Yontev. The Mishnah that says, Ein Bein Yontev L'Shabbos, that it is Osir, that is going according to Rabbi Lezer, that they weren't Mekel B'mokim Hefsid. Zok the Gemara, Mimai Atushtel, Dilme ad kan leikom Rabbi Lezer hosom elad efshel lefanos. Number one, there is no hefset. There you could be mefanos the other animal in the bayah. So there's no hefset whatsoever. It's uncomfortable, but there's no hefset. It's sal bal chayim, but there's no hefset. Avol heiched dolei efshel lefanoso. But if it would be unable and there would be a hefset, like then it'd also be mekel by yontiv. Inami atka loikoma Rabbi Yeshua osom, the efshe barome. Avol heichad loy efshe barome loy. So memele, so the Gemara says, these two tanoim that you found, your lomdus is not muchach. It's not muchach that Rabbi Lezer was not mekel by hefset. It's not muchach that Rabbi Yeshua was mekel by hefset. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Meshilim peiris tech haruba biyontif, behed yitnan, avoloi bishabbos. Peiris ashtuchim al agag liyavshon, virog shomi memashmishim eboim, meshilim laoretz tech haruba sagag. You have a skylight in front of you, so you can shoot them down, tech haruba sagag. Leitchichem milse, not a tirche, the neuflam eolein. Alme, the loigas rinin. Shabbos it's also, yontav it's mutter. Upachinem, loigas rinin, vasnan, ein ben yontav le Shabbos. So the Gemara, loikash, oh, this name is Shilin, the Shori, tirche, be yontav, mishumi, bad momen, Rabbi Yeshua. Shehita, lahalis, behime, barome, min abayim. Oh, this name, ein ben, Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara says, the efshel barome. No, I feel Rabbi Yeshua, that was makel there, yeah, barome. It was makel, moke, barome. The Merzi command the Ovid Letzayich Yontav. Each one is Mala Letzayich Yontav. He took up the first one. No, the first one is too thin. The Merzi, Avol Gabi Meshilin, the Leka HaRomel Edimuye Leteir Eloi. By Meshilin, there's no HaRomel. So the Mephoshim explained by Meshilin why there's no HaRomel. because Pshara is like this. He's throwing down the peiros he wants to eat for Yontif. So he's on top of the roof. So Mamela, he sees all the peiros. So Bishlam, if he only wants these peiros, he can go. The peiros he wants, he can throw down. Here he can't say the haloma. Bishlam, there it's in the boyer. So he doesn't know what's tutsuch in the boyer. So he says, I thought the one I took up was fat. I slept it out of the boyer. I see it's not fat, so I'll take up the other one. But here he's on the roof already. He sees all the peiros. He can't start throwing down. Oh, I threw this down. I thought it was good. He's standing. You see it. So if you saw it's good, you saw it's good. So why are you throwing down now a second one? So do pastach nish kainalo. So Mamelu, so the Gemara says, this machloikis of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, is no shaykhis to the machloikis of Meshilim and Ein Bein. Let us just see Taisvit. Oh, Rabbi Lezer, he the Ein Bein. Is also by both. So, how could you say that the Mishnah of Ein Bein is going according to Rabbi Lozo is Machma? This Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Lozo, because according to Rabbi Lozo, Machshir Eichel Nefesh is Mutter beyond, not Mutter b'Shabbat. Ikalameima, Dahu Tanis Sovelei Kevosei Bechode. The Gazrini Yontav Ato Shabbat, the Polagleba Machshir. Boyd Yishloim, the Ein Bein, the Perkama, the Megillah Meiri, the Mili, the Reise. That Mishnah is speaking about the Reise, the Kalochis. The Ein Bein, the Hoche, Hainu, the Snam, the Meshilim, the Meiri, the Mili, the Shmus. There's two Mishnahs of Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yontif. Tei, the Dochi Parchelo Beperik Mashilim, Kedepori Chocha Bishmaite, Leporch Beperik Abda Megillah, Bohod the Daikosim Li Mashilim Zeve Zeshavim, Le Daik Beperik Mashilim. That means these two Mishnahs are speaking about two different things. Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos L'Yichol Nefesh Bubad is speaking about Shmusim. That is a Mishnah further. And the Mishnah Megillah is speaking about Malachas Deiraisi. So in Malachis Deiraisa, so that Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Lozo, because Rabbi Lozo is Mechshir Eichel Nefesh is Mutter in Yontif. The Ein Bein that is speaking about Shvusim, that can go according to Rabbi Lozo.